didn't quite take him at face value. They were frightened, and therefore they remained in hiding. So Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai remained as not only the titular head, but the actual power of the Sanhedrin and of the Jewish people. And we find in the Mishnah and in the Talmud that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was very instrumental, was the most instrumental person in forming the Jewish nation during the time of the destruction and afterwards. I will give you in a few moments, God willing, a number of examples of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his outlook. An enormously talented person, and a person that was able, through his personality, to rally the Jewish people literally at its darkest moment in history. Now, Vespasian left for Rome. When he left for Rome, he left the army in charge of his son Titus. Now, what happened now is that three Jews were advisors to Titus in the siege of Jerusalem. One was Josephus Flavius, whom I mentioned to you last time, Yosef ben Matityahu HaKohen, who in his history book, The War of the Jews, goes out of his way to point out that Titus was not such a bad fellow. And because of that, that undoubtedly strengthened the opinion of the Jews that Josephus was a traitor. Josephus is a very, very complex person because he's a real Jew. I mean, there were Jews that escaped to Rome and became Romans, and they chucked all their Judaism. That was not the case with Josephus. Josephus remained an observant person, observant of the mitzvahs. And he saw himself as the defender of the Jewish community against the attacks of the non-Jewish community in the Roman Empire. And he saw himself as a hero and not as a traitor. In other words, he maintains that things would have been far worse if it would not have been for him. That he had influence with Titus. He even writes in his book that Titus did not want to burn down the temple, and that the burning of the temple was an accident. We'll discuss that also in a few moments. But he really is an apologist for Titus. So he was in the camp of the Romans. Agrippa the Second, the last king, who was allegedly the king of the Jews and whose militia was part of the original rebellion, switched sides in the middle and became an advisor to Titus, which you can imagine was certainly viewed as an act of treachery. And Agrippa was later brought to Rome and rewarded, and he marched in the triumph, but he and his family completely disappear from the scene. They are just outside the Jewish people. That's the end of Herod. Herod and his family out. And the third man was a man, Tiberius Alexander, who came from the city of Alexandria, who was a Jew who gave up his Judaism and converted to Roman paganism, and who had the effrontery in the year of the four Caesars to proclaim himself as the emperor of Rome. It's a little like Barry Goldwater's joke. When he ran for president, Goldwater said that if he wins, he'll be the first Jew that ever became president of the United States, and he's an Episcopalian. So here you would have a Jewish emperor of Rome who was a pagan. These three were the main counselors of Titus during the siege. And their counsel was very correct. Their counsel was that the Romans need not